Ukraine security issue.
On August the 10th, the 168th day of Ukraine's defense against Russian invaders, they continued to kill Ukrainian civilians. As a result of shelling from Grad multiple launch rocket systems in the Dnipropetrovsk region, at least 13 people died and 11 were injured. There is a significant destruction of infrastructure. The Russians also struck Mykolaiv at night from Smerch missile systems. Three people were injured, including a 13-year-old girl. Also, apartment buildings and infrastructure of the city were damaged. Ukraine's air defense forces shot down two Russian missiles over Zaporizhia. A community south of Zaporizhia also came under fire from the occupiers. A woman died there and dozens of houses were destroyed and damaged. But the situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant located in the city of Energodar is of the greatest concern. The area has been occupied by the Russian invaders since early March. They arrange provocations by shelling the nuclear power plant. Radiation measurement sensors near the site where spent nuclear fuel is stored have already been damaged. In addition, Ukrainian intelligence has confirmed information about the mining of the station. The occupiers store mines and ammunition dangerously close to the power units. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is the largest in Europe. It has 6 reactors and before the full-scale Russian invasion accounted for 20% of Ukraine's total power generation. If an explosion occurs there, the entire European continent will be exposed to radiation. Tetyana Timochko, head of all the Ukraine Environmental League, told Ukrainian radio.
Ймовірне забруднення не може бути протягом якогось короткого часу. Розсіювання радіоактивних елементів, якщо ми наприклад,
the probable contamination cannot be for any short period of time. As to the spread of radioactive elements, let's talk the situation at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. For example, within 6 months after the explosion there, radioactive pollution hit Yugoslavia, Greece, Romania, the Baltic countries, Poland, Switzerland, Germany, Italy, Ireland, and reached Sweden. And if we take the accident at Fukushima in Japan, radioactive particles were recorded in Europe 11 days later, said Tetyana Timochko. According to Petro Kotin, head of the Ukrainian company Energoatom, the occupiers received from the state nuclear agency Rosatom a plan to reconnect the station to the annexed Crimea. Such a step involves severe damage to the station's communication lines with the energy system of Ukraine. This is exactly what the occupiers are doing now. So far, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has only responded to the threats with a statement acknowledging some damage to the station caused by shelling, but based on the information provided, IAEA experts said there was no immediate threat to nuclear safety. In the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine, the Russian invaders continue to intimidate the local population, carry out covert mobilization of Ukrainians, and prepare for holding so-called referenda on joining Russia. In particular, in the Kherson region, the occupier threatened the local population against ignoring the sham referendum. At the same time, Major General Dmytro Marchenko said in an interview that Ukraine plans to deoccupy Kherson and end the active phase of the war by the end of the year. He did not give specific dates, but said it would be soon. Marchenko is also sure that the occupiers will not be able to hold their pseudo-referenda in the Kherson region because the absolute majority of its residents are strongly pro-Ukrainian. According to the general, Western aid to Ukraine comes in small batches, but this makes it very difficult to carry out a counter-offensive. But he believes that as soon as Ukraine receives a full package of this aid, the offensive will be very fast. The armed forces of Ukraine are also assisted by partisans who oppose the Russian occupation of the Ukrainian territories, according to Ivan Fedorov, mayor of Melitopol, Zaporizhia region.
Сьогодні вже третя підряд пекельна ніч для ворогів на території нашого тимчасово окупованого міста Мелітополя.
This was the third infernal night in a row for the enemies in Melitopol. Yesterday, the resistance forces and partisans damaged the headquarters of the United Russia Party in Melitopol. And today, the partisans announced the opening of hunting season for all those involved in holding the so-called referendum in the occupied part of the Zaporizhia region. This shows that the forces of resistance will definitely be against it, will act and will do everything to prevent this from happening, said Ivan Fedorov. Ukrainian defenders were reported to have repelled the Russian army's ground attacks in the Kharkiv and Donetsk regions and destroyed a Russian ammunition depot and a command post. In addition, as a result of an explosion at an airbase near the city of Saki in the temporarily occupied Crimea, 9 Russian military aircraft were destroyed. The Ukrainian Air Force Command said there were fighter jets, bombers and helicopters. Kyiv neither confirmed nor denied the information that the explosions at the Russian military base in Crimea were the work of the Ukrainian armed forces. Analysts with the Washington-based Institute for the Study of War believe that the Kremlin does not put the blame for the explosions on Ukraine in order not to expose the incapability of the Russian air defense. Foreigners and stateless persons legally staying on the territory of Ukraine have the same rights and obligations as Ukrainians. However, during martial law, their constitutional rights may be limited. This was noted by Interior Ministry spokesman Alena Matveeva. She emphasized that it is now mandatory in Ukraine to observe the curfew and safety rules during an air alert or missile threat. The Interior Ministry has developed a guide with step-by-step instructions for foreigners entering and staying on the territory of Ukraine. The instructions can be found on the ministry's website.